It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I want a gyro and I want to marry Britney Spears.
Matt.
Big blowjob and a Diet Coke.
Steve.
I want a funnel cake and a fat trick just as a clown.
And Kevin.
Yes.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Technical problem. Welcome, everybody.
Yeah.
To the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. I'm Derek. With me, as always, is Matthew.
Haha, tiny everything.
We have Steven.
What up, y'all? Blue cheese.
And we have Mr. Kevin.
I have to apologize now to everybody. My brother's car ran out of gas, and I went to help him fix that. And I spilled gasoline all over myself, so if you smell anything, that is me, and I apologize.
I love the smell of gasoline.
All right, then we're in luck.
Wait, yo, one more time? One more time up top. So.
So we're trying out some new Ustream stuff.
Yeah.
And we are not connected to CWE Radio.
Because
the show before us is still on, which I can't really fault them for. Because we've done that before.
Okay.
So, whatever. As long as we're recording, right?
That's right.
Baby. Are we recording?
I hope so.
Are we recording, baby?
So, what's going on, guys?
Not much there, baby.
Yeah.
I think we're going to talk like this from now on.
Dude, so I swear to God, I was driving. I finally finished listening to last week's show today. I was driving around, and that part came on. And I was laughing and tearing up a little bit. Just as soon as it was coming up, I started laughing, and I hit a curb.
You hit a curb?
I hit a curb. I was, like, swerving a little bit, and I hit a curb. It was like, boom! I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, no. It's not good.
No, it's right by ChopRite.
ChopRite?
ChopRite.
Boom!
Woo!
Boom! Shit.
As long as my tire
That was pretty fucking funny.
That was pretty hysterical. I don't know if anyone else thought it was funny, but I sure did.
Yeah.
Everybody I talked to said they loved it.
What's up with the chalk boys? How come they don't come in the chat and hang out with us?
One usually works till 9 on Sundays, he listens to it after.
Okay.
And the other one says that anytime he tries to get in the chat, it says he needs to update Java, and then he can't get in.
What? What? Just tell him to update his Java.
Yeah.
He said he's done everything.
He's lying.
Still won't let him in.
Matt, I swear to God, that's why I don't even use my laptop. No
tell
more.
Him.
Really?
I've updated it and it still won't let me in.
Well,
really, Steve?
I have Google Chrome, and it says that Java is out of date, and it gives me two options, to update Java or to run this time.
Or to go
and if
fuck
you
yourself.
Run this time, it will just run.
Wow.
And then you can get in.
See, mine just gives me, I have Google Chrome also.
Yeah.
Really? Is that what it does, laptop. Steve?
Yeah, would you get a chair move closer?
Why don't you just use some of the old headphones?
Matt looks like he got meningitis coming on.
Meningitis.
I know. Matt's got this wire. Just it's funny. You can see in the cam.
Yes, that's what I was saying.
It's just like that's this straight line going right up to your head.
Really?
Yeah, it looks like some kind of weird fucking feeding tube.
Awesome. I wish I had one.
If you flip the headphones, maybe you can look at Steve.
It's possible.
So if I talk like this, how long do you get annoyed?
Well, you have to bend over and then look. There you go.
Hello.
Anyway.
I guess instantly.
So how's everybody's week?
Good.
Nothing interesting?
Nothing.
That's good. Nothing?
Just those Ninja Turtle pictures you sent me.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you mean that turtle porn you sent us all?
Wow.
No. Ninja turtle porn. Not just regular fucking tortoise porn.
In case Pornus. Anybody's wondering, Michelangelo is the receiver from all
God.
Of them.
Yes.
And the Ninja Turtles are black.
and uncircumcised.
Yeah.
Wow. African tortoises.
Yeah. Teenage mutant Afro-American tortoises.
The skin is green, but the forearm that hangs between their legs is, in fact, black.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And they're definitely black because they're the size of their peckers.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it all started on Reddit. I was scrolling through, and I have my Reddit enhancement suite on, which means that I can view all pictures right in the page.
Yeah.
So I don't have to click them individually.
Yeah.
And I'm just scrolling. I'm going pretty deep, like page 18. And I just see Ninja Turtles. And I'm like, what the fuck? What? And it was a drawing that somebody made of Michelangelo, I believe, right? On his back.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And the other three were surrounding him.
Let's see if I remember. Raphael has got him from the back end and is arcing his jizz on the belly of Michelangelo.
And a little bit on the face.
Wow.
Then I want to say it was Donatello was to Michelangelo's right. On his right-hand side. And I know it was his right-hand side because his right hand was wrapped around the phallus, which was also arcing jizz onto him.
And
dripping down his forearm.
Which one was filming?
That was when I was filming.
Okay.
He's
Donatello? Because
he's
good with machines.
He was holding a camera.
It's true. He does machines.
Yes, he does machines.
And then it would have been Leonardo at the head, shooting a load on his face.
Yes.
Yep.
And so I sent that to them, and there was various, like, oh, my God, you ruined my childhood, blah, blah, blah. And I looked deeper into the Reddit post, because there's usually, if you see something that you like on Reddit, just go in the comments, and you can find more of it. Mm. And I went in the comments, and it was just kind of like, also these. And it was these pictures of actual men that were Photoshopped to look green, and they had the heads from the Ninja Turtles movie on them.
Yep.
And
Yep.
They were just posing.
Erect?
No, they weren't.
Oh, they were.
No, it was just like kind of the second one was.
Yeah.
The first ones, they were just kind of hanging.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just looking out limp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a baby's arm holding an apple.
A lot of dicks.
So that's what I do to my friends.
Yeah.
All I know is that the rear goat from Donatello was the best picture.
Wow.
Picture of Donatello bending over.
That one didn't come through.
Didn't come through to you?
Okay, no. I'll show you right now.
Oh, all right. Thanks, Steve.
You bummed?
Thanks. Let me check it out.
This one really got me excited.
All right, let me see it. Hold on. Let me fix my wire.
Yeah, it was pretty horrific.
Yeah, here.
I showed it to everybody.
I'd like
today.
You to put the mic to your mouth just so everyone can get your exact reaction to this one. Hey, Donatello,
let me
drop the quarter underneath the tanning chair over there.
Ooh.
Oh!
That's enough. Why is that enough?
I could probably tell you what scene that head is from.
Yeah, that's funny you did that because I did that same zoom in.
Dude, we're HD, man. They can see that
I did that same zoom in, but without catching the cockhead in the picture.
Hey,
and showed it to people and was like, hey, can you guess what this is?
Everybody who's coming over right now is all like, whatever face you make, hold it and come in front of the camera.
Donatello dropped the quarter underneath.
Right there.
Are you
familiar? Blue light.
Danny.
Blue light.
Danny, over here. Hi, Kevin. Nice to meet you. Are you familiar with the Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
To set the preface.
So Donatello is bending over, getting me a quarter, and this is what we see.
That was just a look of disgust. And now he's showing the girl.
Yeah.
Wow, she's licking her lips and salivating.
Okay. Oh my God.
And
all right.
You think it's
very shiny.
Definitely.
I think they photoshopped the lighting a little bit there.
Look at this.
Yeah, you can say black guy.
Yeah, or colored, whatever you prefer.
That's what he sent him to us. We're like, what the fuck are you doing?
Ninja strudels.
Oh my God.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Dude, actually, I just looked at the cartoon picture even more.
Oh no.
And you know what's actually going on here?
What?
Raphael is inside of Michelangelo's asshole.
Yeah, and that's actually
Michelangelo's dick.
No!
Shooting it on himself.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
How is he shooting on himself?
He's just leaning back.
What?
So he was getting plowed in that butthole and cranking him.
Yes, you're right.
Oh my God.
Yes.
It's a four camera shoot.
Yeah.
This is wild.
Four camera shoot.
And they got a tripod. Oh, yeah, they got
the camera in the foreground has the jizz on his belly and chest.
Yes.
They're getting it from every angle.
That's crazy.
You know,
look at how he's affectionately licking. He's affectionately licking Leonardo's cum off his face. It's just like he's just loving it.
Oh my god.
Oh. look at how happy he is.
I know, Donatello.
Hey, Derek, can you turn the camera back on so I can see what
you know, I could really go for some jizz and pizza, guys.
For what? I can't see the camera. I can't see what they say.
Well, they can't see your phone if that's what you're wondering. You'd have to get pretty close. I don't want to get kicked off your stream.
This isn't. There's no porn. It could be fucking.
What do you mean it's no porn?
It's animated. It's not real.
It can be yogurt for all we know.
Yeah, with the fucking cartoon Drew Bear.
Yogurt pizza.
It's a green go-gurt, guys.
Shapiro wants DeManto on mic. I bet you want him on mic.
Yeah, do you?
No, thanks.
Yeah, who's Mike?
Oh, Mike, is he here?
Out of the park.
Michelangelo.
Oh.
Michelangelo. Michelangelo is a party dude.
Michelangelo. All right, well, that's enough childhood ruining.
Is there any more news on the new Turtles movie?
The last news that we heard was that it was shit canned.
Yeah.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah, because they were...
Not until they can find someone who can write a good fucking script.
Well, I mean, they might have gotten rid of that, but as it showed up on the Aristocrats Facebook, there is that new RoboCop movie.
Yes.
I actually don't mind the new RoboCop outfit.
Now, is this a reboot or a sequel or prequel? What is it? Like, is it?
I think it's a reboot.
Anybody know?
I hear reboot.
Yeah.
I think it's a reboot.
That picture that I had was the first I heard of it, so I'm not.
What is your overall opinion 100%. of the suit?
I mean, it looks cool, but it doesn't look like RoboCop. But I think that's the point.
It's more like War Machine from Iron Man.
Well, @Shred_Gein, also known as Brian Chalk, said that that picture might very well just be what the suit will look like during filming, and then they might CGI something onto it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can see where he's going with that. I think it's going to be that.
I couldn't imagine him just being all black, and you could see his bare hands on it.
So yeah.
No.
Well, one hand has like a slight glove, and the other hand is like a little more free.
What they're doing is they're giving you the impression that he's part human, so they're giving him a real hand.
Yeah, that's what his mouth.
Now, what is the whole
freeze dirtbag?
I never saw RoboCop.
Oh, really?
Ever? What?
No, never saw it.
Or two,
or three, for that matter. So what is the whole premise of him? Is he completely robot?
I'll give my premise of what I think it was.
Wait,
okay,
what?
Go ahead.
What do you mean you think? You don't know the actual story?
No, I do know the actual story.
They pretty much use his brain and then a few pieces. I think they try to save an arm or something and use that. And then you're seeing this whole thing where he's coming after. He's a cop who's killed, and they use his body for an experimental thing where they're making a robot cop.
He's a cyborg.
He's literally shot to pieces with probably about 3,000 rounds.
It's a very graphic scene. You watch them shoot his hand off of his body.
He's fucking dead.
Yeah. Well, he's not really dead because as it follows him, you still see him. Like, he's still slightly alive when he gets to the hospital.
Partially
you're seeing little
alive.
Glimpses and, you know, first person of him in the hospital.
Yeah. Going in and out. Yeah.
And then it continues through the first person as they're building him into a robot.
Yeah.
You see him come to. And they decide what is and isn't working. And at one point they celebrate New Year's with him.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember that. And then he's man robot, but throughout the movie he begins to get the memories of when he was a human.
Yeah,
but he can't get a boner anymore.
No, he can. It comes out of his fist.
So he's a cyborg.
Yeah,
cyborg. Okay.
Yeah.
It's actually a pretty cool movie.
It's a really cool movie.
Yeah, it is. It's cool, and especially they have like stop motion for some parts, which is really creepy, but really cool at the same time.
Yeah.
And as he begins to get his human thoughts back, he's getting memories of the guys who killed him. So he tries to get vengeance.
It's like Short Circuit and Time Cop had a kid.
Input.
I miss Short Circuit. I wish
they'd be doing that. You miss it. Why don't you just watch it?
Go on. I want a reboot.
Something new. Can you just imagine what the robot would look like from Short Circuit if they rebooted it?
It would look like Wall-E.
Disney did that, and it was Wall-E, And I got so annoyed by that because it was just fucking Johnny Five.
It was a shorter Short Circuit.
Wall-E was like, call it Shorter Circuit. You know, I never put that together. The eyes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
I did that. I watched Short Circuit not too long ago, maybe a couple
months
ago.
Number five, Alive.
Doesn't completely hold up.
Nah. I still like the second one.
Yeah? I don't remember the second one.
Okay. What about is that the one when he got all Ramboed out?
Yeah, he becomes a citizen.
Yes!
And then he helps that gang steal car stereos. Oh,
Los Locos?
Oh, yeah, you got me a piss.
Los Locos.
Remember I did the Los Locos gimmick on the show years ago?
No.
Los Locos kick your ass. Los Locos kick your face.
All right,
Los Locos kick your balls into outer space.
Listen, I don't remember how old I was when that movie came out, but I will tell you this. I cried when he got blown to pieces.
In the first one? Or second one?
I don't remember which one it was.
So first I think one it was
the second
one.
The first one, there's like a bunch of other ones coming after him, right?
And the second one, I think, like was shot to pieces by that gang.
The first one, he was a military robot, and there was a whole bunch of them. That's why he's number five.
Yeah.
And he got hit by lightning, and it made him have like human characteristics.
It short-circuited him.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Steve Guttenberg.
My hero.
Hey, was Jennifer Tilly in that movie?
Oh, I love Jennifer Tilly. Jennifer, I want her boobs.
Yeah, they're
big. I want her boobs.
You know what? You're right. She wasn't in the movie. Mm-hmm. But today is her birthday. I don't know if you're aware of
this. On this day.
In 1958.
Yes, that's right.
Jennifer Tilly.
58.
She's an old-ass motherfucker, but she got some sweet ass
big fucking tartars. Yeah. What we need, Derek, is a clip for whenever Kev says, like, on this day, you
I
need
was
to
thinking of that.
Play the beginning of Edge's theme music. Edge's theme music has that line in it.
Oh, it does it?
Yeah. If we're going to do it as a bit, you could just play like the very, very beginning of it.
So when they say on this day, is that the part that I think is, oh, yeah?
Are you having a seizure?
What? what happened? I can't really look at you right
you
now.
Fucking meningitis freak. Get away from
meningitis.
Short Circuit, Ali Sheedy played the woman part. Yeah.
Isn't the guy that played the Hindu not a Hindu?
No, he's not.
No.
Fisher Stevens.
He's really not Indian?
No,
he's like an Italian guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would you ever get...
He's from Chicago. There he is there.
Benjamin Jarvie, right?
Yeah.
That was his name in the movie.
He just knew how to do a sweet fucking accent.
Exactly.
Is he, other than the robot, wasn't he the only character that carried over between the two movies?
Mm. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, Steve Guttenberg was not available.
Fisher Stevens?
Doo-wah diddy.
Fisher Stevens?
But they did get...
I fucked him.
They did get Michael McKean.
For the second one?
Yeah.
That's not hard to do. Love him, but not hard to do. I did see Steve Guttenberg in a show called Party Down.
No.
I don't know if you guys have ever partaken.
No.
Very funny show. A couple years old. And they had it's about a catering business.
Yeah.
A lot of people from the state and like Parks and Rec and stuff like that are in. And they did a party at Steve Guttenberg's house.
Okay.
And as it turned out, he canceled the party and forgot to cancel the catering. So he just let them all in.
Wow.
And they started doing like he was teaching them acting and stuff. It was actually very funny.
Like a true
and
story?
No. Oh. It's a comedy show. Oh. But he was playing Steve Guttenberg.
Yeah.
And he's still in great shape.
Really?
He's in really good shape. Like he's fucking.
You want to fuck him?
Yeah. Steve Guttenberg was in.
Yeah, like he looks like Donatello.
Right?
Wow. He's looking nice and sinewy.
Yes.
You know what movie Steve Guttenberg was also in?
What's that?
The Big Green. Right, guys?
Never saw it.
No.
Oh, 1996, movie about kids' soccer team, right?
No.
Right, guys?
That.
Ladybugs?
Ladybugs.
All I know is I got a lot of balls.
That was Ladybugs was respect. A really good movie. But no, I just saw this on Showtime the other day.
The mall's on fire. The mall's on fire. Go ahead.
Steve Guttenberg, and the movie's supposed to be based in Texas.
Texas?
Does the whole movie with the most awful Southern accent I've ever heard any actor attempt.
Howdy, y'all.
I believe it.
Derek, do Rodney Dangerfield.
Wow. I just did.
I'm Rodney Dangerfield from Minnesota.
How you doing? I'm Rodney Dangerfield, the governor of Minnesota.
You know, Steve, you can bait him to get there without doing it for me.
No,
I totally forgot about it.
Yeah, you need to explain there.
Yeah.
I totally forgot.
I knew he instantly was lost.
I was. It's hard because I have all this stuff in front of me.
Yeah, there's a lot going on
there's
now.
There's a lot of cholesterol around your tits.
Yeah, and that towel.
This bra size is shrinking.
This cam is weird because I have all this unnatural light on me, and Kev doesn't. So I look extra, extra pale. Like, I actually almost look like blue.
And you know what else is unnatural? And you know what else is unnatural?
Derek Blue, he needed the money.
Oh! No!
Derek, you know what else is unnatural?
What's that?
That you weigh less than me.
Wow.
No, I don't weigh less than you.
4K?
How much do you weigh?
More than you.
Well, I said today that I'm 235.
Well, yeah. Well, as of yesterday, I was 242.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Steve's wrestling bills is 239, same as Randy Savage.
I was
237.
Yeah. I was 245 this morning.
Nice.
Can you dig it?
So wait, am I the lightest one?
You are the lightest one here.
What? What?
That's never happened.
What?
Derek, I've
been inconceivable
on this day in 2012.
My God.
Derek, I'd be louder than you if I pissed, bled, and shit out of my ass, too.
Wow.
Speaking of piss, bleeding, and shitting out the ass, it's what also the birthday of B.B. King today.
Wow.
B.B. King.
Oh. Still alive?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, and
inconceivable!
Wow.
I didn't have it up.
Nice.
That's what she said.
I'm 210. Get at me.
Who's that? B-Shep?
210 pounds of fucking
no, 210 red hair shekels.
And freckles and
freckles shekels
matzo ball soup and friggin'
Manischewitz, right? That's
the he's, man he's 180 Shevitz. If he shaves his head.
The Portuguese Manischewitz.
He those, shaves his head and gets rid of his
those shoes carry a lot of weight.
God damn it.
His shoes?
What was that thing around his neck?
Schmeckle?
No.
Schmeckle? Is that like penis?
Type the name of that fucking
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, Brian, help me make fun of you. What was that thing you were wearing around your neck that the Jewish people put on their doors? It's
wow.
Like, it's like a chachaya or something.
Wow.
Oh, mezuzah.
Mezuzah. That's it.
And he spelled it correctly.
Vuvuzela.
I swear to God, when I watched soccer last year, when they started with the, or 2 years ago, when they started with the vuvuzelas,
yeah.
I thought there was bees attacking. I was like, what's going on?
I might still
have the app.
My vuvuzela. Oh.
Really? There was a picture online of a CD. Yes. It was like the best of vuvuzela. And all the song names were like bzzz or fra or grrr.
The best.
The best of vuvuzela.
For a cool. second, I thought you were saying it was real. Like it was a real CD. Like
yeah,
sure, Shapiro doesn't understand the appeal of a vuvuzela.
Of a vuvuzela?
Yeah.
No, I don't either. And then they started selling them on the boardwalk the year I went to...
Well, they turned up in the Jersey Shore.
Yes.
And when there would be a not particularly attractive girl...
Grenade, I believe they call
it
them?
A grenade whistle.
Yes.
Hmm.
Grenade whistle.
And then all of a sudden you hear...
And then Snooki was like, excuse me.
My cousin actually had a vuvuzela. And like any other, you know, white bread, you know, American males, we just drink beer out of it.
Well, yeah. That's
yeah.
Speaking of vuvuzelas, Pauly D is gay.
What?
Wow. Yeah.
What?
Did he come out?
He came out.
What?
No.
Yes, true
no.
story. Look it up. TMZ.
No.
True story. Look it up on TMZ.
Get that up on the Google.
He came out of the closet like 2 weeks ago.
I think you're full of shit.
He straight up is banging and slamming fucking dudes. He's fist pumping their fucking colons.
It really wouldn't surprise me, to be honest.
But I dude, he banged so many chicks on TV.
You know what? He was like the most picky one.
Yeah, exactly. That's why he's gay. Mm-hmm. They'd be like, I'm DTF. No one's like, good tonight.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go hang out
this
with Vinny.
This place is full of grenades, yo.
Dude, so he wants Vinny Schlong.
No, he ain't gay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He ain't gay.
He's gay.
No way.
He's like Sharon fucking...
Fags are here.
Oh, shit. Fags are hit. What other one-liners did he have? He's funny, though. He was the only one I liked. Not because he's gay, but because he's funny.
Wow.
Yeah, was he?
Yeah, well, he's the only entertaining one of those.
Fags are here.
Yeah, that was funny.
You know, if this happens.
Oh, yeah, queers, yeah.
I expect it to be on, like, it the
would,
front he, page.
It would be everywhere.
So yeah, now he's going to get really
it.
Gay.
I don't believe like, it.
Now it's like, actually going to boost his career.
I didn't actually read this anywhere. Just someone told me.
Mm. Well.
Well, that is probably not
no,
true.
I'm kidding.
Damn it.
Am I spelling his name wrong?
Paulie.
Paul?
Just type
and
DJ.
Then y, right?
And Google. Just type DJ.
Is it D-E-E? Or just D? Or what is it?
There DJ, it like Paul as in like, DJ.
It's the letter D.
Yeah, D as in
the letter D.
As in
D as in Derek.
D as in douche nugget.
As in D cups.
D as in dingus.
No, there's nothing on TMZ saying he's gay.
He's straight.
Sorry. Sorry, Steve. That is erroneous information.
Man, Steve, you're such a dick.
I may or may not have made that up.
What you said was a total lie.
No, I'm reporting it.
You know what
facts.
Isn't a lie?
I'm a broadcast journalist.
Is that on this day in 1987, Howard Moss, the American poet and playwright and critic, died.
Oh, yeah, see
you. Who is the stat?
Nice. Yeah. Oh, I got my list today.
It's like the, were you a Ron and Fez fan back in the day?
Like
NEW days?
Satellite.
No, okay, never mind then.
Yeah. I was.
Hawk Fact. Do you remember the Hawk Facts?
Mm-hmm. Hey,
bring that freshness back.
Just to let you know, Derek.
Yeah?
I have my list right here.
Oh, yeah? Uh-oh. Yeah, we'll get to that.
I just let you know I have it.
I got my
Slow
list.
Slow your roll, big cat.
I got my list right here. Matt has his list on Wikipedia.
I have my list right here.
Yeah. Steve's list.
Matt came up with a top 20. Well, we'll get
something
into
like
that.
Minute. Well, all right. Anybody, I'll go last. Anybody who says ones that are already on my list, I'll skip them.
I'll go first because it's the most absurd.
Wow.
Never mind. We'll get to it in a second.
They all are on Nick, by the way.
Yeah.
But yes. First.
But first, I want to talk about the New York soda ban that apparently didn't go anywhere.
Yeah. Good.
Well, there was so much advertising on radio stations that they must have gotten a pushback.
New York City has devised a flip response to the serious issue of obesity. The very real peril of lifelong health problems, medical bills shortened, basically, what this thing is taking forever to get to was they were going to ban sodas over 16 ounces in New York City.
Yeah.
So the biggest soda you could buy at a store would be 16 ounces.
Yeah, I know somebody
which is not even that big. A solo cup is 18 ounces.
Yeah.
Now, wait, this is only like fountain soda, right? Like you can still go to the grocery store and buy a 2 liter and
I would assume so. Don't know. Like I think at any like convenience store or like fast food store, like they wouldn't sell like the big slams, stuff like that. Like the one person serving, like a 2 liter soda is meant for multiple people. But that,
but like you
know,
can still go buy a big bottle of soda.
I'm sure
you just can't get like a fountain soda.
Maybe
over.
I don't know.
Wow.
But so all them cigarettes and booze is still okay.
That's fine.
That's perfectly fine.
Oh, yeah, cigarettes and booze. That's what I'm talking about.
Speaking of booze, I need booze.
It says New York's law hits eateries, movie theaters, and concession stands.
Yeah.
But it doesn't cover convenience stores.
No convenience
selling,
stores.
Selling gargantuan Big Gulps. Okay, so 7-Eleven would be fine.
That's right. That's right. I heard somebody say 7-Eleven was in on this.
Is this
that's
whole
right.
SOTA thing on the internet?
SOTA? Oh, is it like
No.
Get it? SOPA? SOTA?
Are you talking about that guy in Africa who is beheading children, cutting off clits and something?
That's Cody.
Oh, right.
Cody Rhodes or something.
Oh, right. I always get those two mixed up.
I can understand why.
I
think it is completely communist, disgusting, and whoever passes it should be killed.
No, I heard that 7-Eleven was in on it.
Oh, they were going to?
That 7-Eleven was like...
Against
this,
it?
This was like a, what's it called? Like a ploy to get 7-Eleven more sales on Big Gulps.
How many people do you think have to vote yes to get this to go through?
Well, it's not going through.
Seven.
So. Yeah, really? I'm pretty sure this is going to come up flat because it just kind of goes again. People can buy whatever the hell they want.
Yes.
And you can't limit what people can buy. You could buy a carton of cigarettes. You could buy 20, 40, 50 ounces of soda.
Now, who is actually starting this?
Who knows?
Well, Bloomberg was pushing it.
Yeah.
Wait. I'm sure somebody in his like, I'm sure somebody like on his staff was like, you know what? I think we should do. I think we should limit how much soda people can drink.
Well, allegedly, this dates back to when Bloomberg was a child, and a collector's cup of fountain soda was forcefully inserted into his anus.
Wow.
So he's always kind of held a grudge against big cups.
Collector's cup.
They've always made him nerd. Like anytime he's gone to.
I believe it was McDonald's. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Yeah.
It was put on the fist of an African gentleman and punched into his anus.
Honey,
so ever since, he's been a little apprehensive.
Punched.
Honey,
so
I blew up the fountain
drinks.
Is the
one actually starting this?
That's who's really pushing it. I don't know if he really started it.
Allegedly.
What's crazy is this guy's still a mayor.
Dude, he's still retarded.
He's been mayor for like 40 years.
He's been mayor for like
40
years.
Let's read this. Legal changes to New York City's ban on sodas larger than 16 ounces are unlikely to be successful, and the ban could spark... The ban could spark similar moves in other cities around the country, according to experts. Thursday, after the city's Board of Health formally prohibited restaurants from selling sodas larger than 16 ounces. Oh, so this is in effect?
Okay.
After March 12th, 2013.
Okay.
Okay, so they did that in restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Most
restaurants don't have glasses that big,
no,
especially not in New York.
Tumblers like 16 ounces. So
if that.
That's probably why.
Those ones that are like, they look like the 3/4 high from a regular glass. I've noticed that a lot. New York City places don't particularly give you large glasses.
No, especially
of soda.
New York.
But like,
bye, Brian.
I mean, a 16-ounce soda, that would mean that these, not convenience stores, but like movie theaters and stuff, they just wouldn't be allowed to sell you something bigger than a 16-ounce soda. But I know somebody who got around this concept when they removed supersizing from McDonald's. He would just order more stuff.
But then you have to pay for more stuff.
But if you really want more soda, you can order two of them.
They got rid
of... Or you could just drink your soda and come back and be like, hey, I need a refill.
Or you can just deal with a large, because a large soda at McDonald's is still pretty fucking big.
That's true.
I haven't been to McDonald's.
I haven't been to McDonald's, but I've been to Wendy's.
I saw the tour.
And I've gotten a large Wendy's drink, and it's still pretty fucking big.
Oh, no, the Wendy's medium? The Wendy's medium should be a large. It's the party wagon, also known as the bang bus.
Oh, that came from the shred underscore guy.
Oh, my grandmother and grandfather are doing a yard sale this weekend, and I saw a party wagon.
Let's all go.
I saw a party wagon in one of the bins.
Are you plugging this?
Ooh. Yeah,
yeah.
They actually came out with a. You're talking about the Ninja Turtles
party wagon.
Yeah, the new DVD box set of all the animated series comes in a.
A party
wagon, yes.
That's awesome.
And it's actually in like a box as if it were like a toy.
Wow.
So it's like in a cardboard, like, you know, packaging.
Yeah.
So it looks pretty cool.
Crazy. Nice.
But for anyone who's ever bought the Ninja Turtles DVD set, which I don't think anyone here has.
Negative.
Same exact thing, just repackaged.
Really?
Hmm. But looks neat.
That's cool.
Yeah. All right, let's go through our top tens.
Hold on, let me just crack open this Dr. Pepper here. Let me see if it's more than 16 ounces. Nope. Nope. But I've already had three of them.
I question Dr. Pepper's credentials as a soft drink. Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah. He's dead.
Okay.
He's dead?
He's dead.
He's dead. We like our top 10 lists. And last week we read a top 15 all time Nickelodeon shows from toplessrobot.com, a website that I enjoy and I go to a lot. And I subscribed to the RSS feed, and the list was completely shit.
Yeah, it was total garbage.
It was garbage.
It was garbage.
It was garbage. So what we're going to do right now, and I'm going to get up.
Before we get into the list,
okay.
Knowing that we were doing this, prepared a few facts on Nickelodeon.
Really?
Some Aristo facts?
Yeah, here we go.
Go on.
The what is now known as Nickelodeon
initially
launched in. On December 1st, 1977.
Can I say what it was?
Go ahead.
Because I know this. Mm. It used to be Pinwheel.
The Pinwheel Network.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the oldest shows.
Was
probably the first show.
Well, actually, it was a block of programming.
Yeah.
Once it became Nickelodeon, they ran the Pinwheel programming, which eventually
became Pinwheel.
Nick Jr.
Nick Jr.
Uh-huh. The channel was rebranded Nickelodeon on April 1st, 1979.
Nick, 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 Nick,
Nick.
Nickelodeon.
This I actually found interesting.
Nickelodeon.
What we now know as Nick at Night wasn't added until 1985 because before that, the channel was shared on cable with A&E, the Arts and Entertainment Network.
Who knew?
Mm-hmm.
What is that? What happened? Where did that come from?
We got
Chickelodeon over here.
What is this?
There's a load of chicken.
That is a lot of chicken legs.
Give me that
Save
chicken,
me two,
soon.
James. I'll have two.
Y'all, this motherfucker coming up here with some chicken.
Two, please.
Maybe later. I'm trying to watch my figure.
Two, please. Thank you. So.
Ooh. What the fuck was that?
Some Nickelodeon promos.
Oh, I remember this one.
Remember these old ones? Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
Yes.
I remember that.
So
anyway, they did a top 15, and it wasn't too good.
Yeah.
So I decided that we should do our own top, I'm going to say 10.
Now, these are our favorite shows?
Now what we're going to do is we're going to go through the list, and we are going to name shows that we have on our top 10.
And we talk about them.
And then we're going to combine them into a top 10
hybrid
based on what we say.
Got it.
And then we're going to have the listeners.
Only one has it on paper.
Yes. You're the only one with a Mead notebook.
Written with crayon as well, I see.
No, it's erasable pen.
That
erasable pen.
My God, those things were shit.
Yeah, no, they are garbage.
What?
Anyway.
Erasable pens?
Yes.
I actually got like an amazing batch of those once. I don't know what brand it was.
Amazing
but
batch.
It literally like completely lifted. Like you could only see the... Ooh,
the imprint?
What was that? Was that your ass?
Chair. Oh. It's a chair.
I was going to say.
It was my ass. I'd be running.
Like...
No, my viaduct is coming up.
Derek's aqueduct.
Aqueduct.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to go ahead and say that my list is probably completely different from any of yours.
Probably.
I'm going to go ahead and say my list is probably.
But anyway, we're going to have the listeners.
I'm going to have a surprise one on here.
Probably. We're going to have the listeners vote on these as to who will be the top 10. I'm going to be perfectly honest. I don't have a list.
Oh,
what?
So I'm going to go off of you guys.
I think I probably hit just about everything.
Well, Matt, you said you have a top 20.
Yeah, I just basically jotted down all of them from the lists of 80s and 90s.
Now, I'm going to put these all on an Excel spreadsheet.
Okay.
Or as when I use it, it's a double Excel.
It's a really, yeah.
spreadsheet.
Really big spreadsheet. You put it on the table.
So do we want to start?
I'm not eating it right now.
Jesus, wait till break.
Unbelievable.
My goodness.
And after the break, I'm going to definitely move the headphone amp.
Yeah.
And fix that over there. Because I can't, like, look at Steve. I can't look at you right now. So anyway. Oh, yeah. Well, if you're going to go online, we're probably going to kill it because we're streaming right now.
Yeah.
You have horrible internet connection.
In other words, please, until 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
All right. Well, listen, do you want me to write up my name, my list?
Yeah, no. Good. Let's start with Kevin because I have him on cam.
Okay, Kevin. Okay.
Kevin, give me your list. And this is in no particular order.
No particular order.
See, mine's in order.
Whatever. That's fine.
I have to point out, though, I only have 9.
Oh.
Okay.
I do have 10.
All right. So Kevin's list. I'm going to put your name here. Kevin. And shoot. What do you got?
All right.
Number one.
We'll start with a Nicktoon.
Okay.
One nice. I enjoyed.
Uh-huh.
Rocco's Modern Life.
Okay. Rocco.
Was a fan of the Rocco's Modern Life.
That's good. My list. You don't have to say this.
Live action show.
Oh.
Enjoyed it greatly. Watched a lot of, watch it on reruns a lot on the weekends. Salute Your Shorts.
Ooh, good one. Good one. Yep. Good one.
Whereas Derek, Salute Your Jorts.
Another tune. Didn't like it at first. Kind of grew on me. Real Monsters.
Ooh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, Ah, Real Monsters, wasn't that part of like another... That was part of like a block of shows, right? Weren't there like 3 cartoons that they kind of lumped together into like a...
Like they always tended to release cartoons around the same time, like start them around the same...
Yeah.
I remember it coming on around the time of like Hey Arnold and stuff
like
that.
Yeah.
Hated it,
but it's
it will not be on,
my on its own.
All right, moving on.
This one a little out of the left field, a little bit.
Okay,
I don't think this one's gonna be on anyone's list. Nick Arcade.
Oh, wow, okay.
I was a fan of the Nick Arcade.
All right, I'll give it to you.
Super Ghouls and Ghosts.
Yeah,
Super Ghouls and Ghosts.
Now, what do you got?
Not one I always admit to, but one of the biggest shows of the Nickelodeon ever,
Clarissa.
Rugrats.
Oh, okay.
This probably is a pretty big one.
And I could say the same thing for the next show. A little bit later on, might have been out of your guys' age range, but I think not only did this show was huge, it was a little weird, a little quirky, but I got into it early on. And I think it transcended Nickelodeon almost.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be SpongeBob SquarePants.
Of course. Okay. SpongeMan.
Grunge Slob Barrel Ass. That was Vaughn's cartoon character name.
Which SpongeBob, technically 90s, because 1999 started.
Yeah.
So, what else you got for us?
Well, if you want to get technical, almost out of the 90s, it started airing as a short on another show in the 90s. Then the actual show aired in the 2000s, but only 5 real episodes aired.
Mm. Okay.
I liked, though, that would be Action League Now.
Mm, no. Never heard of it.
Action League Now
was a stop motion type show.
Yeah.
With different action figures that played out it was a set, maybe like 10 minutes of it, and then they had little filler things in between.
I'm going to go ahead and say that's probably not going to make the top 10, but no. Thank you.
I greatly enjoyed it.
I don't even remember it, to be honest.
It might be one if you pulled up the beginning song and the theme.
All right, now I'm interested. I want to see if I even recognize it.
By the way, Derek, I just Facebooked you my list, so it'll make it easier for you.
Oh.
and then real quick, just rounding out mine.
Oh, my God. this is literally stick figures or action figures.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is kind of like... Johnny! Okay, I do remember this.
What do you see down there, Pierce? I can't see a thing. It's so dark. Hold on.
When was this on?
Light switch.
Are they breaking into a fucking...
Pretty much 99, 2000.
So it was like a precursor to
it all went
Robot
on
Chicken.
In somebody's house. But they all lived in their own world.
You sure it wasn't my house? Because I used to kind of do stuff like that.
And then my last two I have... Welcome, Freshman.
Ooh.
And let me get my Excel. Welcome, Freshman.
Yeah.
I forgot about that one, too.
And finally, one that I'm sure will be on everyone's list, The Adventures of Pete and Pete.
Gotta love Pete and Pete. Okay, now Matt.
No, me. He's got 20 of them.
Wow. Something like that.
Okay, fine. Steve.
Thank you. Because Matt's just naming every Nickelodeon show there is.
Pretty much.
All right. Number 10. I think it really it broke the wall.
Okay.
For blacks across America.
Wow.
Number 10 is Kenan and Kel.
Kenan and Kel.
Yeah. That's my number 10.
Now
could have been my number 1, but it was my number 10.
Now Kenan and Kel was kind of out of our age range.
Pretty much.
So what?
I mean, Steve just liked them because they were black.
And I wish I was black.
It does.
They fucked up on that show, though. They made it orange soda instead of grape.
Wow.
Fuck.
Oh, shit. Okay, so that was my number 10.
Okay.
Which I guess you guys don't fucking care about.
Keenan and Kel, not a big fan. Not a big fan of all that.
Yeah, whatever. Keenan was definitely
still got a chance to make it top 10.
Okay. Number 9 was Clarissa Explains It All.
Okay.
Clarissa, I love that.
Not so much that the show was great, more so that she gave me raging hard-ons.
Me too.
Really?
Yes.
Now more than ever.
Number 8 was Inspector Gadget.
Hmm. Now, I don't think
not
that was
Inspector Gadget.
Not a Nickelodeon show.
Yeah, yes,
well,
it was.
Hold on.
No.
Hold on. Inspector Gadget was on Nickelodeon, but it was not a Nickelodeon show.
Yeah.
No, it was called. It was
I'm pretty sure it originally aired on a network and was picked up by Nickelodeon.
Yes. Yeah.
So
it's made by Deke.
I don't think.
Just like Nickelodeon picked up
Ren and
like
Stimpy.
Gumby.
Know,
Ren
Fuck
Stimpy
you, Gumby.
Originated.
Yeah, I know, but it was like that was an MTV thing.
Well.
And then they, then I think Nickelodeon took it and produced it. I think. I'm not 100% on that.
All right,
if it had its own original episodes on Nickelodeon, I'd call it a Nickelodeon show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Inspector Gadget, though.
But now there are some
else.
Foreign shows that we could only get on Nickelodeon.
Yes.
And I would call them Nickelodeon shows,
yeah.
i.e., anything up from Canada,
yeah.
Which there's a lot of Canadian programming, and anything
like
overseas.
Rocky and Bullwinkle?
No.
Wow.
No.
Were they ever on Nickelodeon?
I thought they were. Yeah, they were.
They used
to
air
Canada.
Right before Nick at Night came on.
Okay.
They would air.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, it was another one of those brought on like Inspector Gadget was.
Okay, well, I'll give it to
anyway,
you.
Anyway, so yeah, it was on.
Seven, Guts.
Guts, okay. Gotta have it.
Yeah, well, we got him.
I'm a big, huge fan of the Nickelodeon game shows.
See, I didn't really like Guts.
Guts was like a super Double Dare.
It was one of those where if there's nothing else on, oh, look, Guts.
Double Dare on steroids. Double Dare on the gas.
Yeah, but Double Dare was still way cool. Six was Salute Your Shorts.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Five was my Rugrats.
Rugrats.
Okay, well,
your Rugrats.
Which is probably the flagship of Nickelodeon.
Okay.
Four, Double Dare.
Double Dare.
Double Dare.
Three is Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Okay.
For me, two is Ren and Stimpy.
Okay.
And one is what Kev also mentioned was SpongeBob SquarePants.
SpongeBob.
Okay. Yeah.
Grunch Lob Barrel S.
So now, Matt. Your list is in no particular order?
It's in no particular order. I kind of just like, it's like loosely alphabetical. But
it's in enormous particular order.
Okay. Well, go on.
All right. First one I have on the list is a short that I'm sure Derek is familiar with.
Oh, yeah.
Banana Man. Ever alert to the call to action.
Yes. Banana Man.
It was just a British, like, goofy.
Now, was it even a show or was it a short
it was
between
a short. Danger Mouse. And, like, yeah. Count Duckula or something.
Okay.
Which, was Count Duckula Nickelodeon?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember seeing it.
What about Darkwing Duck?
No. That was, like, no. CW.
I don't
or,
think
yeah,
that was. I think
it was
called.
11, yeah. Channel 11, yeah.
So anyway, we'll go with
WB.
We'll go with Danger Mouse. It was another British, and that was a legit show. Okay. That was the only thing. That was the only way we could ever see it, because that was probably made in like the 70s or something, right? It was pretty old.
Not sure. Yeah, it was pretty.
Danger
old.
Mouse was old.
And then of course Count Duckula, which I don't have on my list here. Yeah. I also have Hey Dude.
Hey Dude.
Hey Dude.
Hated Hey Dude.
Hey Dude. I just liked.
Let me guess, the girl.
The girl.
Yeah.
That married the Jew guy.
You're such a horny bastard.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah, Double Dare. We got that.
I
a
like
show,
this one.
A show that I'm not exactly proud to say is on here, but I really enjoyed it was Eureka's Castle.
It was like maybe a year out of our
like, we were
like
12
range.
Or something, 13.
Yeah.
And we probably shouldn't have watched it,
yeah.
But we were still watching the shows that we watched from the years before that weren't done yet.
Yeah,
and then it just kind of came up in the middle.
I watched Eureka's Castle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember it?
Yeah, I remember it. I remember vividly because there was a pair of twins on it, and I being a twin, my parents would just call us. I forgot what the names were.
I can't remember.
Bow and Tie or something
yeah.
stupid.
Like Bog and Quagmire?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Bog and Quagmire.
Was it? Say that was it.
He's Derek looking it up?
No. I'm putting my list together based on yours. And I remembered some.
Okay. Mr. Wizard's World, of course, we've talked about at length. Out of Control was a very obscure show. I think it was only on for one season. And the host was Dave Coulier.
Cut it out.
He probably banged Alanis right after the show was over. No, I don't know. She would have been still pretty young. It was like a sketch show. It had really random shit on it. It was like just like goofy things that he would like go and do. And like, I don't know. For some reason, it was really amusing. Picture Pages.
Yeah.
With Bill Cosby.
Yep.
Right? Remember that shit with
of
Mortimer
course.
Ichabod Marker?
Yep.
Yeah. Kev doesn't know this one.
Not at all.
Picture Pages. He would end up on like some weird planet. With
yes.
The pen was.
And I loved the sound that the pen made when he would draw. It would be like. Like, I wish my markers
made
that.
They used to sell a pen that looked like that.
Yes, they did.
And I wanted it. But by the time we were watching it, it was actually still kind of old.
Yeah.
So the pen no longer existed.
And Pinwheel, I watched when I was very, very young.
Yeah, I remember.
Today's Special is another one. Very, very young. We talked about that. Of course, you can't do that on television. Mm-hmm. That to me is. Probably pretty high up there.
Yeah.
And not because Alanis Morissette was on it.
but that doesn't hurt.
Yeah. Clarissa, mentioned by Steve, of course. Guts, mentioned by Steve. Legends of the Hidden Temple. I liked it just because it seemed like it was a lot of fun. I wish I could have gone on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nick Arcade, like Ked said. Ren Stimpy. Rocko's Modern Life. Roundhouse, do you remember that show?
Yes.
Roundhouse.
Didn't like it.
I got so grossed out.
Yeah.
I think I talked about this on the show. There was a guy, he was obviously a young guy, but he was playing like the old guy and he had the chair that would ride around. It was like a lazy boy, but it had like a whole thing on the bottom where he could drive it.
Yeah.
And he was like the old fuddy duddy of the show, even though he was probably like 22.
Mm-hmm.
And they did this fake commercial. I think they even had like a cardboard like TV in front of him, and it was a cardboard commercial for mayonnaise, and the old guy had a big jar and just said mayonnaise on it. And he just took a huge wooden spoon and he put it in the mayonnaise and just started eating it off the spoon. And I almost threw up.
I know someone who would eat mayonnaise
out of
the jar.
Completely
gross.
The reason I hated that show, and I don't know if that was it or if something happened that grossed me out to the point where I just never wanted to see that show ever again.
Oh, it was so gross. So gross. Anyway,
continuing on with
Matthew,
my list here. Rugrats, of course. Salute Your Shorts, of course. SpongeBob. Wild Crazy Kids.
I really feel like Matt just copy and pasted the show listing.
Pretty close. No. There's a lot of other ones. But my number one favorite all time I left off the list is Victorious. because Victoria Justice is one of the hottest women on the planet.
Jesus.
Dude, that's out now. She's 14.
No, she's not. She's like 20. She's gorgeous. Look her up.
Let's see.
There was one show I forgot to mention.
Didn't want
to
bang iCarly.
I wouldn't want to put it on the list, but anybody ever see Skate TV?
Yes.
Hosted by a very young Matthew Lillard?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember that.
Before the big skateboarding boom with Tony Hawk doing the 900 and all that in, well, that was 97, 98 maybe. This was early 90s. Skate TV, where Matthew Lillard would just go to random spots in California and interview different up-and-coming skateboarders and stuff.
That sounds like it would have been like hosted by the dude from MTV, Cortez?
Dan Cortez?
Is that the one that was like the badass?
MTV
like,
Sports.
The extreme sports guy.
Hi, I'm talking to skateboarders.
Tony Hawk. I remember hearing about Tony Hawk in like fourth grade.
Yes.
And he's like 50 now.
He's old.
This is Stacy Peralta.
No, diabetes.
I'm here with Steve Caballero.
Diabito. I'm still looking for another.
What
last,
else is
the
there?
Last one for my list.
What else is there?
Well, you have one that we haven't mentioned.
I know. Yeah, I do. And but I have nine on my list.
Nine.
Right now. Actually, no. I'm sorry. I have eight. Oof. Okay, so I'm going to go through what I have. Number one, one of my favorite shows, and nobody ever gives any props, Wienerville.
Wasn't a big fan.
Didn't like
I
it.
I loved Wienerville. I made my own little puppets.
And stuck them up your ass?
Yeah. No, me and my friend, we made a whole like Wienerville kind of scene thing, and we had a character that, and we had a little doll body, you know, with the big head, and we did that. I loved Wienerville.
I actually don't even know what that is.
So then why are you putting it down?
I'm not putting it down. It's just not on my list because I didn't know what it was.
Okay.
This crazy looking Jew guy.
Yeah.
And he had his own little city of puppets where he was every puppet, and the puppet would just be a puppet body and his head put into above the little puppet body.
Puppet creepy. Body.
Just all these different little, yeah.
That sounds creepy.
Let's see. Okay, here's the intro to Wienerville.
Okay, I remember the song. This is totally Toe Jam and Earl, by the way.
So he had like his head through like a curtain, and his body was a little tiny puppet.
Yeah, I definitely watched this show a lot, but yeah, okay. Now I remember. I hate it. Looking at it right now,
you hate it.
Yeah. It was one of those that they just played the shit out of on weekends.
Mm-hmm. Oh God, yes, I remember like the Wienerville Marathon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I remember the Wienerville Marathon,
and they had Boney. It was a dinosaur that
Boney.
Was made out of bones.
Yes.
I'm Boney. I'm Boney.
The guy there just looks like a wiener.
Leave me alone.
My shit smells like baloney.
Yeah.
You know what I was watching while you were watching this, probably?
Oh, boy.
Like late night.
Porn.
Porn.
No, like late night, like fucking Spanish, like Jerry Springer esque shows.
Yes.
Oh, what was that one broad's name?
I don't know, but she was hot.
Christina?
Christina.
Ooh.
Mm. Christina.
There was one in particular that. I was watching, and it was all in Spanish, obviously, and they, like, made a guy take his underwear off, and they, like, tested it.
Tested found, it like, for what?
They found, like, you know, like, skitters, urine, and, like, globs of sperm in it.
Skitters?
Dude, as skitters. A kid, if you couldn't get a hold of porn, just flick on the fucking Spanish channel.
Oh, yeah.
There was
yeah.
always a hot chick on there.
Oh. Matt is notorious for recording over other people's, like, ECW tapes with 40 hours of
40
style
hours.
Channel models just walking the runway.
That, I did record
like
it,
every,
but I never recorded over other people's
like,
stuff.
Like literally, like
I
every,
like models. What
like
can
every
I tell
seventh
you?
Model you can like see through a shirt. So now I record them and then whack it to fucking.
I didn't have
model.
HBO or Cinemax.
No Cinemax. I used to. I had the. I would do the Playboy Channel thing where it scrambled.
Yes.
And they had this one program where it was women just kind of dancing, and there was like music. And it was a completely white background.
Yeah.
And for some reason, that kind of tricked the scramble into coming in
pretty much
clear.
Like it would come in like...
and it would maybe like drop a frame and then go up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And you could see almost everything.
You're giving me like flashbacks. Yeah. I remember a similar thing, white background, so the whole picture came through.
The whole picture came
and
through.
And it was a chick
just like
with her tits out sucking on an ice dildo.
Okay.
Ice dildo.
Yeah.
I love like Playboy Channel.
I had TVs that like it wouldn't give the sound either though.
Yeah,
it would just be like,
wow.
But there was one TV in particular in my house that I could hear what was going on. So okay. I would just listen to girls moaning and going.
It's pretty horny.
Like, yeah.
I used to watch wrestling pay-per-views on what I call Scramble Vision. Man. I would just like go about my business like on the computer, and I would just listen to it.
Hoping for an Undertaker nip slip.
Yes. Exactly.
You wonder if that's why people our age have such bad eyesight?
Ooh. Somebody's crackling.
Just trying to decipher
Matt's mic cord.
Decipher scrambled porn.
I don't know. Anyway.
Oh, it's Kev.
Oh, it's Kev.
It is Kev.
Just keep it still.
Yeah, hold it straight.
Be still.
Like a rock.
Anyway, be still.
Number two on my list, and I realized I just typed it wrong. I put Ron and Stimpy.
Ron.
How you doing? My name is Ron. This is Stimpy.
Ron and Posty.
I would like to know if
Hi,
you like...
Hi, buddies. It's Stimpy.
Would you like to book a wrestling show for me?
Inside joke, I guess. So I have
Magic worker goblins.
Ron and Stimpy.
Hi, buddies. It's Ron and Stimpy.
Hey, buddies.
We're the Reckless Petties.
Got it. I put, and I was going to, I actually had this on my mind when you said it, Eureka's Castle.
What channel was Pee Wee Herman on, by the way?
CBS or ABC.
Yeah, it was Nick a Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah, definitely was. Thank God somebody turned that faucet off. And then I have Pete.
Is that,
and Pete
that's
Pete
what that
Pete.
Was?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
We can hear that
loud.
Like forever. Yeah.
It's fucking loud. No more faucet for the night, Jim.
So, I can hear. Did you say Pete?
I said Pete and Pete.
Pete and Pete.
Yeah,
I
Pete,
loved
Pete.
Pete and Pete.
The Adventures of
those are
those
little ginger brothers,
that,
right? Yeah, those ginger brothers.
I forgot to put that on the list, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll put it on your list so
Thank
that
you.
It bumps it up one.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't a Pete.
You got to put Victorious on there because she's number one.
Victorious.
Like, I wasn't a
She's
huge
really
cartoon
hot.
Fan as a kid at all.
Oh, I was.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait until the next one we're going to do is Fox Kids.
Mm. Like, literally, aside from
whichever... What do you mean,
Well, whatever. I mean,
okay.
The cartoons I watched as a kid were Ren and Stimpy,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Beavis and Butthead,
okay.
Thundercats, and Ninja Turtles. And, you know,
no, He-Man, no Transformers,
no
G.I. Joe.
Not so much G.I. Joe, to be honest with you. But I watched, instead of watching cartoons, I was watching Cooler Steer, like, you know, Knight Rider and A-Team yeah. and Fall Guy.
All the highly overrated bullshit from the 80s.
Bullshit!
Yeah.
Bullshit.
No,
I'm sorry.
For some reason, I was never into anime, so.
Anime?
Animated shows.
Put it this way. When I watch that stuff cartoons? Now, I feel the exact same way I did as a kid. So as a kid, I was embarrassed by those shows. I really was. I was just embarrassed. I was like, oh, my God. Like, the shows that you watched.
So you're embarrassed by action man shit?
It's like not really though.
Like the Fall Guy?
Yeah. It's like not though.
Did you watch
it's so
guy?
Like
No, it was just kind of it was like boring.
It's unbearable.
To me.
The Fall Guy was awesome?
No.
You remember the Fall Guy, Kev?
Never even heard of it.
I watched Dukes of Hazzard as a child.
Dukes of Hazzard rules.
That's about
yeah. Actually that was like the lineup. It was like 18.
And I only watched
Dukes,
it because
Fall Guy, Knight Rider.
I watched it because
Daisy Duke.
Yeah. And my sister got me like an 8x10 picture of Daisy Duke, and I had it on my mirror for like years.
Actually, nice. I didn't watch Dukes of Hazzard for Daisy Duke or the car. It was for Luke and Boop. Luke and Duke Boop.
Luke and
Bo.
Duke
and Luke. Bo Dukes. Duke Daisy Duke fucking ass.
Lava Daisy Duke.
Daisy Duke.
Luke and Duke's
fucking
tight ass jeans. That's why
fucking
I watched.
Penis bulges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ninja bulges.
Ninja bulges.
Like you could see their fucking. You could see their
Teenage
fucking.
Teenage Mutant Ninja bulges.
Like, you can see, like, Luke and Bo Duke's fucking purple fireman's helmet through their jeans.
Fireman's helmet?
You can tell what religion they wear
yes.
by their jeans.
Wow.
Exactly.
Moving on.
Under the circumstances.
So we got Pete and Pete. Next one, SpongeBob. I liked it when it came out. I liked it when my son started watching it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm disappointed that he doesn't really like it anymore.
Yeah.
I'll still leave it on for like a minute or two.
They still have new episodes still?
As far as I know. As of like, I know last year.
No, it's still on.
They came out with a new season, so they're still doing it.
Yep, still going.
I know they redid the intro, and it was like a claymation intro.
Really?
And everyone hated it, and they got rid of it like within a week.
Now, is it true that the guy that does the voice for SpongeBob is a black dude?
No.
No.
No, he's like a nerdy
Tom
dude.
He shows up on the show a few times.
he's the pirate.
There was one episode in particular that stands out as my favorite of SpongeBob. It was the one where Sandy was hibernating, and they went to go visit her,
yeah.
and they're doing the
is that what he shaved her?
The Pinhead Larry thing. There's a point where SpongeBob says to Patrick, And I think it's on YouTube somewhere. I lose my shit every time I see it. He goes, "All right, Pinhead, your time is up." And they go to Patrick, and his face is fucked up looking. And he just goes, "Who are you calling Pinhead?" And
wow.
I don't know what they did to, like, they made his eyes really small and his mouth really tight. He just goes, "Who are you calling Pinhead?"
The Yikes. Visuals on that show
are fantastic.
Amazing. Mm-hmm.
Definitely some Beavis and Butthead, Ren and Stimpy-esque type stuff in there.
Totally.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There was one where he had his helmet off in Sandy's place, and he was shriveling up and drying out, and they did one of those gross, like, oil painting close-ups of his face, and it was horrific, like, to where I actually looked over to my son to see if he got scared.
SpongeBob, pinky out!
But how many people from Ren and Stimpy are, like, involved with that show, you think?
I think zero.
Really? None, huh? There's got to like be so kind of much of it.
Definitely influenced, by sure.
Oh, everyone. Yeah. Even I've been watching Mighty Bee, which is an Amy Poehler cartoon.
Oh, really?
Very funny.
I like the Poehler.
I don't think it's on anymore, but it's on Netflix, and my son watches it. It's very funny, very Ren and Stimpy-esque. Hmm. In fact, Warren was asking, like, you know, is this the same guys that did Ren and Stimpy?
No. The detail in the boogers underneath their table.
Oh, my God, yes. Like,
oh, the green snots up their nose. Yeah. Oh, it was just so fucking gross and detailed.
So we have to give SpongeBob props. Even though it was out of our age range, it's still a pretty fantastic
I think it
show.
Is very well in our age range.
It's really...
Well,
like,
when it came out,
it's actually like out of the age range of who it's intended for.
Yeah.
It's really like
yeah,
totally enjoyable.
We were 18 and 19 when it came out. Yeah. So I was aware of it, but I didn't really watch it. Yeah. And then once I saw it, I realized it was actually something.
Yeah, it was appealing,
special. I think I was just getting out of middle school, and when I put that on my list, I'm like, oh, these guys are going to shit all over this.
No way. I love SpongeBob.
Awesome.
Hmm. Yep. Nope. I also, when I heard that Tom Kenny was the voice, then I had to watch it, because I'm a big Tom Kenny fan.
Clutch, I see, had said, I didn't get to see this before. He said, I bet no one says Banana Man or Danger Mouse. Maybe Derek.
Mm-hmm. And Matt had it.
Yeah.
Which brings me to my next one, Danger Mouse.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to leave him by himself. I'm not going to put in Count Duckula or Banana Man.
Yeah.
Just Danger Mouse. I was a huge Danger Mouse fan.
Danger Mouse is awesome.
Yeah. In fact, I was going to get a Danger Mouse tattoo because of the DM.
Yeah.
Because it's my initials.
Might as well.
Is it?
If I had money, I would do
it. Wow.
Derek McFloppy Tits.
Yes.
That's not nice.
Hi, SpongeBob.
Whatchamacallit? Who would win a fight, Danger Mouse or Mighty Mouse?
I mean, Danger
Mighty
Mouse.
Honestly, Mighty Mouse. Probably
Mighty Mouse
would
is a superhero.
Kick his ass.
So like, he's like the Superman of mice.
Danger Mouse was just a very lucky detective with one eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. He always seemed to like walk right over things.
I know somebody.
And Penfield, not as lucky.
I know someone who looks like Penfold.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty sad.
The Penfold or Penfield?
Penfold.
I always say Penfield.
Well, the name I think is based on Remfeld.
Oh,
from
Dracula.
From Dracula.
From
but I think it's Penfold.
Played by Tom Waits in the Bram Stoker's version.
Yes.
Tom Waits.
Played by Bela Lugosi.
Him force it down your throat.
No, Derek used to force fucking Tom Waits down my ear hole.
Did not. Wow. Ever. Once.
You forced ICP up his
no
ass.
Yeah, shit. To a point where I actually kind of like some of their stuff. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Fucking asshole.
You're welcome. That's
sweaty buddy.
Bitch ain't nothing new.
Oh, my Undertaker.
I do like Forgotten Freshness, I got to say. Whole
There's
fucking thing is gold.
Yeah. And Ninja. And all the poor kids will swing from my nuts. And I was like, yay! I got Double Dare.
Double D.
Pretty standard. Doug. Mm. Even though I said at times I didn't like it, while we were talking about it, I realized how much I did watch it as a kid.
This is another one that I watched a ton. But
I watched it a lot. I don't have fond memories of it. Like, if it was on, I don't think I would sit there and watch it. Mm. But I watched it a lot as a kid.
Spencer Douglas.
Very expensive.
And then I have Nick Arcade, which you just reminded me of. Was it you?
Yeah, both of us said it.
Yeah, I love that too. Mm-hmm. And I
like making fun of the black guy, the host.
Oh, you racist fuck!
Yeah. He was so white, that guy. Like, it was ridiculous. You remember that at all?
Not really.
Wow. And I wanted to play the final game with the background.
Yeah, because I'm
always
like
trying to like touch them. Like, why can't they do this?
Yeah, I'm just like, there must be a way this can be done. They must be doing something wrong. Like, they're like looking at the camera and they're like,
I think they're watching themselves play it on another.
Well, they have to
screen,
because it's a green screen. But
yeah.
Like, and they would just be jumping. Nothing would be happening.
Yeah.
It's like, move over just a little more. Just move.
But and, my last one, Pinwheel, because when I was a kid, I watched that with my cousin every day, every morning.
Yeah.
It's a toss-up between Pinwheel and Today's Special, but I chose Pinwheel.
You know, now it's going back to Double Dare and wishing that we could have done it. To this day, I wish I could be digging up the nose of that Gacky-filled nose for the flag.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ugh. I want to go through the sandwich.
The big nose. When did they add the big nose?
I don't know.
That was like later on, wasn't it? The huge nose that you
had. Was that super sloppy?
Super sloppy Double Dare? Maybe. Yeah. But instead of watching Pinwheel spinning around now, Derek watches his diarrhea spinning around.
Diarrhea spinning around.
Look in my toilet and see what I found.
Oh, shit.
Fucking nasty.
It's a bread, bloody diarrhea covered flag.
Oh, fucking gross, dude. Look what I found.
That's how it goes.
Oh, you suck.
Yep. Ruining childhood memories forever.
Still not connected to CWE
really?
Radio. No.
Damn.
I'm just going to go ahead and close it down. Otherwise, it's going to keep trying to connect, and it's going to connect when I get home.
We've been bumped.
And I'm like taking a shit.
Diarrhea drizzle.
We're bumped by nothing. You know what? Clutch should have something to knock people off. I don't know if that exists. But
yeah,
Clutch
should have a
get on that.
Sharon Lois and Bram's Elephant Show.
I watched it, but it was a little too
It was too kiddy.
Yeah, too...
Yeah.
I think Clutch is like a decade or two older than us.
Wow.
A decade.
But that was on in like the early 90s. That was like friggin'... maybe late 80s, early 90s, something like that.
So, so Clutch is paying attention to our show right now, right?
Yeah.
But we're not on his... Right?
Well, no, we're not on the stream.
No, it's two.
So well, it's like 10 years older than Sean.
What's that about?
Oh, wait, he's not on the show anymore.
Who?
Oh, it didn't exist.
All right.
Sean.
Air for these messages.
Oh, you know what other show I liked?
After these messages, we'll be right back. Kodako Dake, Kodako Dake, Kodako Dake, Kodako Dake, Kodako Dake, Kodako Dake, Kodako Dake.
Hey, it's the Derek Show. Waiting for everyone to get situated, shitiated.
Bukkake kaki, bukkake kake. That's what the song is, right?
Bukkake.
Hello.
I'm back. How do I look nice and angled on the camera?
Let's see. Oh, shit.
Am
that
I
looks
bending?
Like complete garbage.
Am I bending the light?
Why is it like that?
We're going to have to... Hey, Steve, can you adjust the camera a little bit?
What?
Wow, that is...
Looks like... Thanks, Steve. I don't know. It's like...
It's tilted because
completely crooked.
It's on the... well, because the thing is angled. Now it's tilted the other way.
Oh.
Yeah, we need like a little piece of cardboard or some shit. Oh, dangerous.
Steve, you're a fucking maniac. Look
dangerous.
Now you got to put it towards the front, otherwise...
Yeah, slide it up. There you go. That's good.
Go.
And that's good.
Good.
It's good.
All right. Nobody move.
Nobody touch the camera.
Especially not Jesse Ventura.
I am the camera.
The governor of Minnesota.
Governor of cameras.
I think that crackling is just in our headphones.
Really?
That, like... But the music is definitely skipping around. Hmm.
So are we back yet?
Just
now,
yes,
we are.
Speaking of crackling.
Yes.
Did you know that today is the International Day for the Preservation of the Ozone Layer?
Ozone.
Which is crackling.
Mm-hmm. It is crackling.
Does anyone here know what the ozone actually does?
It protects us from hairspray.
Ultraviolet light.
When we fart, it all rises. And it stops our farts from going into space so aliens can't smell them.
Isn't, like, cow farting ruining the ozone?
Supposedly, they said Australian cow emissions, the methane, is supposedly putting a hole in the ozone layer above Australia. I don't really buy it. But
Australian cowie missions.
Yeah, because there's a lot of cows in Australia, and they fart a lot, and they shit.
And they shit.
And they shit. And they shit.
There's a lot of cow shit.
They take big shits. Yeah, I don't know.
Cows want everything.
I can't.
Oh my God, are you okay?
To believe.
I think so.
Do you need a water?
Oh, he's got Nirvana right there.
Fuck Nirvana. Nirvana blows dick dog.
Here we are now.
Blows dog dick.
Bottled water.
And I don't know if I drank it.
Derek is a humongous Nirvana mark.
He likes mark. Nirvana.
I like them mark. I like them like.
Wow.
Drink me.
Nirvana's the gay.
The.
Hey, Steve, you need another beer?
Do I need another beer?
Yeah.
I can understand why people would dislike them, but I, for whatever reason, still like them.
Is there a part of your childhood?
I guess. Kinda.
What, Nirvana?
Yeah.
No, not part of your childhood.
Well, not part of yours, but.
All right, that's enough, Steve. I I was in ShopRite yesterday.
Oh, boy.
And playing on the radio was Better Than Ezra. Good.
Ooh.
Really?
The music that we listen to as children has now officially become shopping music.
It is.
Yeah.
It's
good.
It's like
with you.
It's innocuous and like listenable enough to the generation who is shopping right now.
Innocuous.
Innocuous.
Yes.
Yeah. And a lot of the stuff we listen to is now becoming classic rock, right?
Yeah.
20 years, isn't
yep.
it?
Something like that.
Yeah. So I hear whenever I listen to 104.3, every now and then I listen to that station. I have my mother's car today.
Mm-hmm. Well, they used to do the, future classics, and they would play like Nirvana or Pearl Jam or something. I think they're just playing old men there.
I'll occasionally tune into the music TV channels.
Yeah.
The stuff that was classic rock when we were younger. And
now, do you mean the like music choice?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's still called classic rock. The stuff from the 90s that's now old
mm-hmm.
has become retro rock.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what they call it?
Yeah.
Huh.
Classic alternative. That's what it should be.
Sure.
It's so
I'm
weird.
I'm going to go ahead and say that right now.
He's coining it.
It's so
classic
weird.
Alternative.
It's weird to hear the stuff that was alternative in the 90s compared to the stuff that's alternative today.
I have an even better one.
Okay.
Vintage alternative.
Ooh. You can hit up the hipster crowd with that one.
It's
like vintage, man.
I like a vinyl rock.
Vinyl rock, I think that would be 70s.
Yeah, that's dating a little further back.
That's definitely vinyl 60s, rock. 70s. But that's good, though.
I'm just saying I like
ancient
vinyl rock.
Ancient alternative.
I'll never forget that time Derek and I were in Pathmark, I want to say it was, and there was the box of cigarettes.
Flannel rug.
That had...
Yes.
Go ahead, Derek.
It was like some kind of... It was Parliament. I know that.
Yeah.
And it was some type of advertisement for something where they had a guy playing guitar.
Basically smoking...
It was a silhouette of a guy playing guitar.
Basically cool people who play guitar also smoke Parliaments.
Yes. And it had nothing to do with anything. It was just like a Parliament thing. Yep. And it was a silhouette of a guy with a guitar. I said, wow, that is.
You couldn't see the head or anything.
No, it was just a silhouette.
It was about, no, you could see the shirt.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you could tell what kind of shirt he was
I'm
wearing.
Almost positive it was a silhouette.
No, you could tell by, I think you could tell that the shirt was striped, I think. Maybe it was like monochrome or something.
I don't know. Whatever it was, there was a statue.
And
like
you could
a
tell
commemorative
by the
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a commemorative statue of Kurt Cobain that was made, and it was a picture of that.
Was it like a Parliament or something?
Yeah, something like that. Like it was like a little tiny plastic statue, whatever that they made of him playing one of his Jag Stens mm-hmm. or whatever, Lefty, and that was a picture on a pack of Parliament.
Yeah,
or maybe above it, or I think
it was
one of those
like
two packs.
Literally, yeah. And it was, for whatever reason, just Kurt Cobain's body and guitar.
It was a picture of a toy of Kurt Cobain on a pack of cigarettes. And it had nothing to do with Kurt Cobain or anything. It was just like, hey, rock out to Parliament.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Smoke me.
Fuck Nirvana.
Fuck Nirvana.
So, yeah.
Let's talk about ICP.
No, I like Pearl Jam.
I like
Let's
ICP.
Talk about Pearl Jam. Which Pearl Jam do you like?
I was talking about all this fucking Nirvana.
Anybody here ever watch Trailer Park Boys?
No.
No, you gotta watch it.
Is that a movie about music?
No, it's a Canadian comedy sitcom.
I like Stone Temple Pilots.
ST motherfucking P.
Scott Weiland for the loss.
Scott Weiland.
Boy, love the heroin.
He loves it.
Yeah, he loves him some heroin.
Loves heroin. You can't stop Scott Weiland from doing heroin.
You can't.
I like Scott Weiland.
He's not dead. He's not for sale.
I gotta admit, I guess rap, gangster rap, and alternative are my favorite music genres.
Gangster rap.
Gangster rap.
Yeah.
You're gangster.
What a loser.
Totally.
You are.
No, I just like it. I don't know why. I enjoy the whole gin and juice.
Because we grew up with it. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we were like 14, 15 when it came out.
And
so.
Like your brain operates on a different wavelength so you can tolerate it.
What, for me than you? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying in general. When you're that age, like you're more open.
No, I just understand the struggle, dude.
You are impressionable.
Yeah.
No.
Gin and juice.
I'm sure you can totally
growing up
relate.
In the mean streets of Belford.
What are you talking about? I live there.
I'm with Steve, though. That gin and juice really hit home for me. Like, I remember having to sit my cup down because Tanqueray and Chronic. Yeah, I was fucked up now.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
You know what I mean? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, if you sat me down and you said, look, you have to listen to rap today. I'm going to be like, all right. I'm going to pick the time frame.
Well, listen, let me. Somebody on my Twitter brought up a question about what music albums you can listen to basically from beginning to end without really skipping a song at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And there was quite a few that I named, but when I started looking back, it was a lot more rap albums that you can listen to from beginning to end.
Could that be rock. Could that be because every song sounds the same?
Wow.
No, it could
that
very
would,
well
that would, wouldn't that make you want to listen to it less?
You're just listening to 12 tracks of the same thing?
No, it very well could be that reason. But more rap albums seem to be, you can just flow through. Like, you know, even like Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, License to Ill. You can listen to that.
There is a lot of, there's a lot of listenable stuff on that.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I'm going to leave you guys on a note real quick because I'm going to use the bathroom.
Yeah, okay. Beat it.
Jagged Little Pill. Discuss.
I'd rather not.
First off, Lynch.
All right, that's gay. So, all right.
Well, if I am going to listen to Gin and Juice, this is the version that I would listen to.
Oh, no.
This is the Gourds.
So much drama in LBC. Yeah. It's kind of hard being Snoop.
I do actually like it.
I got the bitches in the living room getting it on, and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning.
Hey, Derek.
You're making a good point.
Okay. That it doesn't matter who is singing the rap song.
It sounds great.
It's so just awesome. A good song.
Yeah.
So that's your point.
No, you made the point. Like this, I could jam out to this. I don't know if I necessarily keep it cranked up at a high level at a stoplight.
I could still.
I definitely would, just for the looks.
I could still drink gin to this, but I would want to put some dip in my mouth.
Yeah, yeah. And my penis in my sister.
Yeah. Here's the hook.
Lay back.
Money in my money in my mouth.
Anyway.
I do like that, actually. You're into that bluegrass fucking gay shit.
Do we know any other like strange interpretations or covers of songs?
Oh yeah, I know.
Alien Ant Farm did a Michael Jackson song.
Let's not talk about that.
Because I actually have a pretty good one.
Okay.
My gay uncle, back that ass up,
what?
Or maybe back that thing up.
That was called.
Yeah.
My gay uncle.
I think the radio.
Back that ass up.
Yeah.
A's.
It's a very unique interpretation of the song.
I don't know the song to begin with, so it might be a little.
I think it's Mystical was the original artist.
Juvenile?
Well, yeah, it was Juvenile. Were you working with your back? Yeah. Your back, yeah. Make a play that finish fast, yeah. If you don't know the original, you might not have the same effect.
It's a little. This actually sounds worse than rap to me.
Well, play a little bit of the original, too, so you can kind of get the full effect. It's got a lot of rising action.
Yeah, I see
in my
that.
Pants.
Yeah.
Cash money records
taking over for the 99 and the 2000.
Okay, I see where they got the melody from. Oh, Steve's internet.
Well, see, like, I relate to that music. Like, when he says, like a nigga, I don't think of, like, a black dude. I think of me instead.
Oh, good. Yeah, man, that's good. Right. I'm sure they
like
appreciate
Steve's
that.
Spending money, yeah.
Yeah.
I put myself in that position.
I can't go any farther.
Like, if you play that song, Rack City by Tigga, like, Tigga. I picture me spending them 10, 10, 20s, and them 50s, bitch.
All right. This might be familiar to people who listen to The Voice. There was a guy on there that did this
hang on
cover.
One second. Bo Baby, 1985, in the chat room, brought up Onyx as being the best old school rap group of all time.
I do remember Onyx.
I'm going to go with Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang was better than Onyx
Wu-Tang
in my mind.
Good. They're going to sew your asshole up and keep beating you.
And
just keep feeding you.
And feeding you.
And feeding you.
Which is my worst nightmare. But
I'm fucking.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, you don't realize how many people in our school like imitated that just walking down the hallways.
That was pretty bad.
Derek,
a British fellow by the name of Hugo covered 99 Problems, and it was also done on The Voice, and Hugo was not given credit for it. But it is probably one of the best interpretations of the song. He did change the lyrics, though. And this whole beginning is just garbage. Before it begins.
This is the Jay-Z song? So.
Well, this is a cover. If you got problems, I feel bad for your son. I got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. They actually changed all the lyrics around and he just kept the hook.
Sounds like a Johnny Cash song, right?
Okay. I'll take it.
The fucking one that the Taker uses?
Yeah.
Yes.
You mean the one we used when we came back last year?
Yeah. What the fuck was that called?
It's a pound of flesh. Ain't no grave?
Yes.
Pretty good, right? What do you think, Kev?
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't like it.
Really?
Like, no.
Not a fan of that kind of music, or...?
It just doesn't do anything.
Oh, no, he loves Jay-Z. It's
now, how about, speaking of Johnny Cash, how about Johnny?
It comes off very, like, Jack White to me.
Okay.
I'm just not really into that.
I'll give it to you.
I do like the
what
other
about,
thing you play better.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about Johnny Cash's version of Nine Inch Nails Hurt?
I like it better.
I've never really been into Johnny Cash.
No?
Oh, well, I mean, Cash just as a...
It was a cool interpretation, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But... I don't know.
He also did a very good version of Personal Jesus by Depeche
Mode.
Yeah,
I did dig that.
Okay, thank you.
The song
Finally,
Hurt,
something.
Yeah. The song Hurt that he covered,
yeah.
I think was better that he covered it when he did than if he were younger.
Oh, yeah, because he did it,
obviously.
Like, what, not even a year before he died.
The way his voice was and everything definitely added to it.
Yeah. That, I will have that song played at my funeral. Johnny Cash is Hurt. Hmm. Matt agrees. Matt likes. I thought you were going to fix your headphones. Oh,
Matt just walked by, and I was just thinking of that rap song. Ass.
Ass and titties. Ass.
You ever hear that?
No.
Ass, titties. Ass and
never
titties.
Never heard that?
Ass.
With titties. Where at?
Soap and water.
Massive two tits.
Massive two tits. This is it.
Blast.
Is this it? I don't think this is it.
I don't think it's, no.
It was a song that just said ass and titties.
I don't know what the song is, but there's a song that just goes ass, where the beat just goes, That's all it is.
Oh, yeah?
And they probably got paid millions
You don't
for that.
Say.
It's possible.
You know what I was singing all day this morning as soon as I woke up? As soon as my eyes opened and I wiped out the little crusties?
Ew.
I was singing Snoop Dogg featuring Pharrell.
What?
Beautiful. I just woke up singing that.
Huh.
Yeah. Why, were you?
Is that no.
That home is like kind of like, I've done that
no.
too.
No. I would never even consider to do that.
Oh.
That's why I always said home. That's,
shit.
That's the one.
DJ Assault. Come on, ho, let's go to the east.
How?
titties.
Ass and titties. Ass titties, titties, ass and titties. Big booty bitches. That's where
big booty bitches.
Yeah, I like this.
Anytime I'm DJing a party, I'm always so tempted. I did like a Sweet 16.
Oh, God.
And they were requesting some pretty vulgar stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I really wanted to just slip
like,
this in.
Good. This should go over.
I mean, even just the beginning. Like, let's say the beginning. Like, just
and then just
on.
Like cut to something else real
yeah.
quick. Like, oh, whoops. I didn't mean to do that.
It got to a point where, because there was old people and young people, obviously, and they were requesting stuff, and I had to be like, are there curses in that? And they'd be like, no. And then I put it on. It was like, I'm going to fuck you. I'm just like, oh, Jesus Christ.
It was like some 70-year-old woman's like, put on this song. And you're like, okay, curses? No. And then you,
yep.
Who the fuck is this? Paging me, your father.
Exactly.
put on Areolas by Tech N9ne.
Tag team. Back again.
And also, this girl did a, and I'll get to that in a second. She did a whole, what is the Spanish? Like Sweet 16, 15, Quintillera.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Where they light the candles and they mm-hmm. have somebody come up and light each candle. She did that and she wanted to have a song for each, one, each person that came up.
Cuatro,
and the one song, I don't know who, what song it was, but I'm looking them all up and I'm playing them. And the one song, like the first line is like somebody screaming, where's my niggers at?
Wow.
And so I emailed her. I'm like, can you pick a song that doesn't have the line, where's my niggers at? Because I really don't feel like playing that.
Just send them back, like clean this up, please.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, sorry, forgot about that.
Of
like,
course
yeah,
did.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, okay. Areolas Tech N9ne.
Basically.
This is the song I blast when I run the treadmill, by the way.
Huh. I think I butchered the spelling of areola.
It's hard to do. It's A-R-E-O-L-A-S.
No, I got it right. Cool.
Nice.
Hey, one thing was,
is this it?
She told me to hit it and split it and get up off her.
Now this song right here makes me crank up the miles
wow.
per hour.
What a face.
Dude, the chorus is right. The circle around the skittle in the middle. And you
yeah.
Like you
willingly listen to this.
Yeah, like I'll be running at like 6.5 miles per hour. This song comes on, I crank that fucker up.
I picture you.
What?
Rappers will really, they'll just say anything.
The pictures yeah. they, the slideshow pictures they have going with the song on the YouTube video. Fucking
pretty,
ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
That
yes.
might not be the official video too, I don't know.
Obviously.
No, it's just
like. It was like
could be Peter Griffin grabbing his man boobs.
Yeah, and Homer in his underwear holding yeah. up two cans of beer. Nice.
Wow. Let's get to some news.
Oh, hello.
Let's get to some boobs.
Yeah, we don't have that much time left.
Lightning round.
I don't have the music up. Oh, well. Superbug is killing people in Baltimore, Maryland. A deadly germ untreatable by most antibiotics has killed a seventh person at the National Institutes of Health's Clinical Center in Maryland.
Wow. Spidey senses.
Reported, the Washington Post reported the death on Friday. NIH official told the paper that the boy from Minnesota died September 7th. They said the boy arrived in the research hospital, blah, blah, blah. He was being treated for complications from a bone marrow transplant when he contracted the bug. He is the 19th patient at the hospital to contract an antibiotic-resistant strain of KPC,
mm-hmm.
or Klebsiella pneumoniae.
Pneumoniae. he had a bone marrow transplant.
Yeah.
He obviously has leukemia.
AIDS.
Oh. Something.
So did he really die from this other thing? Or?
Well, he's the 19th person to die, so
yeah.
I don't think they were all.
If several other people in the hospital. Yeah.
That's easy. He just nuked the hospital.
Yeah.
He just killed them all.
There's probably a good chance that the janitor probably is killing these people. Yeah. Not washing his hands.
Yeah.
Just squeezing off the nasal cannula.
Oh. The what?
The thing that goes in the nose of oxygen.
Excuse me?
Ooh. All right. So that's sleep tight, kids.
So that's just a bug walking around biting people's asses?
A bug. Hey, what's going on? I'm just biting people. Was that Charlie Sheen?
I'm going to bite that skittle in the middle of that skin around the areola.
Skittle in the middle. My God.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah,
like
skittle
the
in the
fucking
middle.
Nipple, right?
Oh,
little
skittle
nipple.
In the middle.
Yeah.
You know what's gross? Nipple hair. Continue.
On women, yeah.
Mother of six who coughed up an entire tumor a year ago is declared cancer-free.
What?
So that's the cure?
Claire Osborne started coughing and a 2-centimeter cancerous lump flew out of her mouth.
My God, Kane.
What?
She was initially given a 50% chance of survival. She's now applying to Guinness World Records that she may be the only person to cough up an entire tumor.
She hocked a tumi.
I really don't understand how it's possible.
It's not.
She did it.
It was actually an entire
lying.
It was wasn't a tumor.
It was an entire meatloaf she had swallowed.
Yes. It was a fucking mushroom-based fucking meatloaf fucking loaf.
She's yucking it up there like, coughed up an entire. I mean, seriously, like, I didn't realize that cancer was, like, just, like, in your esophagus.
She's
like,
probably
physically in it or in your digestive tract, like, just kind of chilling.
I guess it just kind of fell off.
And she was probably sitting there at her trough and just all of a sudden she's,
oh, my cancer. Oh, well, glad that's
so
over.
That's so fucking disgusting.
Well, she took the lump to her doctor and was told it was a type of cancer called, oh, boy, metastatic endo, big word, an aggressive throat and mouth cancer.
Metastatic.
Something or other.
She looks like a young Gina Moore with a really bad wig.
Yes!
Wait a minute. Oh. That's just a young Gina Moore.
Oh, righteous.
Something's not right about that.
Anyway. Yeah, there's something fishy about that thing.
Yeah, moving on.
Russ.
New York approves tougher legislation on circumcision.
Mm.
This going back to a story about a young boy who died because he contracted hepatitis.
Oh, yes.
Or no, herpes.
Herpes,
something
yes.
like that.
A strain
baby
of herpes.
Died of herpes.
From a rabbi who was doing the traditional thing and sucking the blood off of the circumcised penis of
this
the boy.
This can't be true. This is a fucking vampire rabbi.
Where's Shapiro?
Very true.
Yeah. Shapiro, is that
he's
true?
Hiding. Shapiro knew this was coming.
Shapiro, did rabbi suck your dick?
Wow.
New Jersey's Jewish ritual circumcisers who use their mouths to draw away blood from the wound on a baby's penis must now get the parents to sign a consent form.
I'm just going to suck the baby penis.
I'm going to... All right.
What? They got to sign for this?
From what I know about how the Jews operate...
Whoa!
The Jews?
I can't see them even caring one bit about a piece of paper. I really don't.
What? A piece of paper is going to keep me away from that delicious penis?
Paper or no paper? I suck the baby dick.
If you want me to suck the paper?
Like, I never heard about that until recently, that they do that. But if that is really part of their procedure...
Yes, it is.
I don't think they will give a... pardon my French. Flying fuck.
Ooh, language.
What? I think after they suck the blood off the tip, they use the paper to give an extra sliver or cut and suck more blood out.
Wow. Probably.
That's fucked up, dude.
I'm just saying.
You're talking about a child's penis.
No. I'm talking
Ivana
about the rabbi.
Should get blood on the floor.
I'm talking about the rabbi with the piece of paper.
Somebody just like walks up to him and says, here, and gives him a gauze. He's like, oh, what is this?
Is this kosher?
Anything. A napkin, something. Subway napkin, here.
They throw it on the floor and then step on it.
Mazel tov.
Yes.
L'chaim.
Consent.
So yes, the New York City Board of Health voted unanimously in favor of the new regulation.
Well,
citing
a napkin, I've got perfectly good tongue.
What for should we waste paper?
Paper.
It's the green way to go.
So basically, what this is saying. All right, here's my other take on this. First off, it just shouldn't happen at all.
Well, this one guy gave 11 infant boys herpes between 2004 and 2011.
Okay. So.
He shouldn't be sucking dicks.
Especially
newborn.
Yeah. It shouldn't be a matter of signing a consent form. It just shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. Like, that's like where I kind of feel that they're not going to care. Like, they're going to say, oh, no, they didn't sign the waiver. And then they're going to be like, oh, well, I'll just hold up my coat. Nobody will see. You know, like, seriously, like. That's like how they'll go about getting around it. It'll be something stupid.
Well, as long as some of that, they're just gonna say they're not gonna do it unless they sign the waiver.
Yeah, I know.
Like if they don't sign the waiver, then they're just gonna have the hospital do it.
Are there any uncircumcised Jews?
They'll have somebody from the hospital suck the penis blood.
Yes. Exactly.
Candy Striper suck this dick.
Candy Stripers.
Yeah. Matt, did you notice that as you were drinking this Dr. Pepper, you had your hands wrapped around a fat, retarded Mexican girl the
yes!
whole time?
What?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Steve, who does that look like?
It looks like you when middle school.
Okay.
I know exactly who it looks like. And I'll keep that name to a low down minimum.
We'll have to.
But is someone I know too?
She's a pre-law
I think
student.
So.